All right, I'll help you. You will? I said, leaping for sudden joy, but that wasn't the kind of help he was offering. I mean, I'll give you a hint. Actually, there already are several powders available on the market that can be sprinkled on oil spills. Unfortunately, they have limited application. I said, why? Why is that? He said, because as the bacteria go through their normal lifespan, eating and consuming the oil, they reproduce more bacteria, which also go on eating. Unfortunately, as the old ones die off, their bodies pile up and form a covering layer on top of the sludge, which cuts off the still living bacteria from access to the air. They, like us, work aerobically. I said, you mean they do exercises? He ignored my lame joke. I made a mental note to back off on the levity. No, they require oxygen to function. As a result, the powders on the market work, but only on very thin oil spills, like those that occur on water. But on land, on a beach, where the sludge may be 8 or 9 inches thick, the bacteria can only eat down a fraction of an inch before they are covered up and the process grinds to a halt. I indicated my understanding. So I take it the professor was trying to come up with an anaerobic strain. He said, and he succeeded, though nobody thought he would, certainly not me. Had I any inkling he was about to get results, I could have stopped him easily by cutting off his funding. Unfortunately, it happened before I could shut him down. I said, and Beverly Martindale's sin? What was that? He said, no sin. She just happened to have a student job that required her to oversee Hawkman's experiments while he was away from the lab. When one of them began showing positive results, she phoned him on Nantucket to deliver the exciting news, and then the professor, equally excited, reached me here at my office. I said, again, sir, I don't get it. I don't get it. Why not let him succeed?
You're not being very probative, Parker. Use your noodle. That's what got you into Columbia.
My noodle. I reflected the last person who had used that metaphor had been Joey Kay. And look where it got him. I said,
I'm sorry, Hugh. I guess I just have to defer to a smarter alumnus than me. I give up. What's the answer?
Okay. Ask yourself this. What do you imagine would happen if an eco-terrorist got hold of such a compound and poured a capful down the neck of an oil well, which, after all, is nothing but a perfect anaerobic chamber?
I answered, borrowing a line from our dinner that night at the club.
Gobble, gobble?
Precisely. In a few months or years, that underground oil reserve would be nothing but a slurry of dead microbes. The number one cardinal rule in business, Parker, is always safeguard your assets.
There, you see, Mr. Blackwell, all that makes perfect sense to me. I can see why you had to do what you did. It seems perfectly justified.
Stop it, Parker. You can't win.
Come on, Mr. Blackwell. Come on, Hugh. You offered me a chance to come on board. Come on, Mr. Blackwell.
As I say, the situation has changed.
Without the slightest hint he was about to do so, he turned abruptly
and walked off.
"Mr. Blackwell, wait, wait, don't do anything rash."
His footsteps proceeded down the steps and across the floor. I continued my desperate pleading.
"Mr. Blackwell, wait, wait, please, think about it. We're lions, remember?"
In going out, he switched off the overheads, leaving only the dim daylight filtering down through the dirty skylight, casting its pall over my appalling situation. I waited for what was to happen next.